Blog Talk Radio.
The Bible and faith. In spite of prevailing uncertainty and disbelief, we firmly maintain that if you will recognize the Bible as God's holy word of truth, the revelation of his dealings with his people in the past and his plans for the future, and are prepared to accept it logically and wholeheartedly, the wonder of its message can become so clear and positive to you as to engender a faith and trust as real as that experienced by the apostles themselves.
When was the beginning? The three earth ages before we were clothed in the flesh. In this study, I will explore the chronological view of the three earth ages, the origin of all the different people on this planet, all the way through the lineage through which the Messiah, our Savior, Jesus Christ, came. The plan of the ages, so to speak, the whole of biblical events in one short order. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. This was when the first earth age was formed. 2a, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. This was the end of the first earth age. 2b, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. This was the beginning of the second earth age. 3, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God spoke to Job concerning the first earth age. Job 38:4-7. 4, where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. Who stretched a measuring line across it? 6, on what were its footings set? Or who laid its cornerstone? 7, while the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy. In the first earth age, God created all souls. We were with God at that time. Satan rebelled along with one third of God's children and was thrown from heaven. Revelations 12:4. We were referred to as stars in the first earth age. Romans 28:28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. 29, for those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. 30, and those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. After the overthrow of Satan, God did not want to destroy his children. He created this second earth age, putting all souls in flesh bodies, remembering not what had happened in the first earth age. Do you believe? Hold on, I'll be right back. Welcome back. Let's talk about the First Earth Age. Some events of the First Earth Age are documented in Scripture. In the First Earth Age, all of our souls lived in spiritual bodies, not flesh. It was in the First Earth Age that the dinosaurs lived. Job 40:15-19. Behold, now Behemoth, which I made with thee, he eateth grass as an ox. Lo now, his strength is in his loins, and his force is in the navel of his belly. He moveth his tail like a cedar. The sinew, meaning strength, of his stones are wrapped together. His bones are as strong pieces of brass. His bones are like bars of iron. He is the chief of the way of God. Satan, then called Lucifer, led a coup attempt to overthrow and dethrone God and take his place as God. Matthew 13:28-30. An enemy did this, he replied. The servants asked him, do you want us to go and pull them up? 29. No, he answered, because while you are pulling the weeds, you can uproot the wheat with them. 30. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvester, first collect the weeds and tie them in a bundle to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into the barn. Satan, as the son of perdition, the Antichrist, will make another attempt to unseat God in this present second age. Thessalonians 2:3-4. 3. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. 4. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sits himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. This was given as one of the final signs before the second advent, the coming of Jesus Christ. He, Satan, this Antichrist, this imposter, will come under another name and another role to this earth, first claiming to be the true Messiah prior to the second advent coming of the true Messiah, Jesus Christ. Revelation 2:9-9. I know your afflictions and your poverty, yet you are rich. I know about the slander of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. This is a Bible prophecies concerning the second overthrow attempt by deception, but will, of course, fail. Again, one-third of the souls created joined Satan and battled against God in his election. And again, Revelation 12:4 reads, and his tail drew the one-third part of the stars of heaven. Two-thirds of the souls were different and did not make a stand for either side. God is not fun of those who do not stand up for the truth. 2 Peter 3:5-6. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. 6. Whereby the world that was being overflowed with water perished. This is not talking about the flood of Noah's time. Noah and his family survived the deluge. No one survived the destruction of the first earth age, called the Katabole, K-A-T-A-B-O-L-E. In Jeremiah 4:23-27, it reads, 23, and I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void, and the heavens, and they had no light. 24, I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly. 25. I beheld, and lo, there was no man, and all the birds of the heavens were fled. 26. I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place was a wilderness, and all the cities thereof were broken down at the presence of the Lord, and by his fierce anger. 27. For thus hath the Lord said, the whole land shall be desolate, yet will I make a full end. Satan will deceive the world with flatteries, not war. Daniel 11:21. And in his estate shall stand up a veiled person, to whom they shall not give the honor of the kingdom, but he will come and peacefully and obtain the kingdom by flatteries. Just like in our churches today, the tolerance and the diluting of the word of God and allowing Satan's false religions to creep into Christianity. I can call out many other examples of the diluting the commands of God. Just one example of this is that instead of Christians refraining from perversion, the so-called false preachers, teachers are creating entire congregations for homosexuals embracing the activities that God commanded should not be done. Leviticus 18:22, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. They even will raise the standard flag of gay pride in the house of God, the multicolored gay banner. It is by these acts that Satan will so blur the lines between good and evil, right and wrong, true and false, that God's truth will be lost to the deceived world. Pitifully, our deceived world will be led into the great apostasy by worshiping the false Christ, the Antichrist, thinking him to be the true Messiah. Revelation 3:15-17. I know thy works, that thou art neither hot nor cold. I would thou rather you be cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold not hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increase with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest that not thou art wicked and miserable and poor and blind and naked. God's election stood with God in the first earth age against the rebellion, and they overcame. In the second age, our present generation, God's election will stand with him against Satan and his deceived minions. Romans 11:4. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed to the knee of the image of Baal. Lucifer, king of Tyre, Satan, is sentenced to the lake of fire, eternal perdition, hell. And in Ezekiel 28:18-19, thou hast defied thy sanctuary by the multitude of thy iniquities, by the iniquities of thy traffic. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. All they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more. Revelation 20:10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. This is the future pre-recorded in the book of Revelations. So this sets the scene for the birth of the second earth age. Now, for the second earth age, our present one, the length of time between the destruction of the first earth age and the regeneration of the second earth age is unknown. We know from science that this earth is billions of years old, and from the Bible we know that Adam was formed in the Garden of Eden 6,004 years ago from A.D. 1999. Our current second earth age began approximately 14,000 years ago, which incidentally is the same time evidenced through geology, the Great Ice Age, which ended in the glacial ice receded with the rewarming of Earth. True science and the Bible do not conflict. And in between the verses of Genesis 1-2, somewhere in the middle of this verse, untold eons of time expired. In verse Genesis 1-2, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, Almighty Lord God, Jehovah Elohim, in the word Jesus Christ before his time. John 1-1-3, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. 2, the same was in the beginning with God. 3, all things were made by him, and without him not anything made that was made. And then we can read in John 1:14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, who was full of grace and truth. Genesis 1:27-28 was the beginning of all souls being placed in flesh bodies, the creation of all the peoples and nations, not races. Called the six-day creation, male and female created he them. Genesis 1:27-28 reads, 27, so God created mankind in his own image, and the image of God he created them, male and female he created them. 28, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in numbers, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. This is also when the children of God was given dominion over the earth. Many generations passed, and between 1,000 to 2,000 years transpired, and then we meet that old serpent in the Garden of Eden. Adam came along 4004 BC, called the eighth day creation. This is because God rested on the seventh day. And on the eighth day, he formed Adam. Adam was not created as the souls on the sixth day, but formed from the dust after the seventh day. Genesis 2:7, and the Lord God formed man from the dust. There is a man, M-A-N, and then there is the man, capital M-A-N. From Adam comes the Adamic people and the seed line through which would come the Savior, Jesus Christ, 4,000 years later. Then in Genesis 2:22, Eve came from Adam. In Hebrew, Eve translates to living, life spring. Genesis 3:20, mother of all living, not because all men came from her womb, but because through Jesus Christ, her blood descendant, we all can have everlasting life by receiving him as our Savior. This is why she is called the mother of living. Eve had two sons, Cain the serpent's son, a fraternal twin, number one, conceived by Satan in Genesis 3:6. She said in Genesis 3:13, the serpent beguiled me. Beguiled means wholly seduced, sexually as well as spiritually. From Cain comes the Cainite people. Children of Cain also father Satan. Abel, Adam's son, fraternal twin number two, was conceived in Genesis 4:1, and Adam knew Eve, his wife, Genesis 4:1. All praises go to Jehovah God because Seth was born in 3874 BC, Adam's second son, because, as you know or may not know, Cain slew Adam. Genesis 4:25, for God, said she, he hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. Many more generations passed, and then we meet Noah. The flood of Noah was in 2347 through 48 BC. Noah was 600 years old. Next, we meet Abraham, born 1996 BC. Abraham means father of many nations. He was the father of Ishmael by Hagar, the Egyptian, born 1910 BC. The Arab nations comes from Ishmael. Ishmael was the half-brother of Isaac. Isaac was Abraham's son from Sarah, born 1896 BC, who was the father of Esau and Jacob, twins. Esau was born 1836 BC. He had 12 princes of 12 nations. From Esau formed the nations of Russia, Genesis 25:16. Jacob, also son of Isaac, was renamed Israel, born in 1836 BC. The 12 patriarchs from Jacob form the 12 tribes of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, and Benjamin. These 12 tribes split into two kingdoms. The northern kingdom is called Israel, which consists of the 10 tribes. Their capital was in Samaria. In 613 BC, Samaria, after 3 years of battle, was taken and became a province of Assyrian. This is where Israel ends and drops out of biblical history. These 10 tribes, Israel, migrated north over the Caucasus Mountains. This is where the name Caucasian comes from, not meaning a white people. Another study for another day. They settled in Europe, migrating west across the sea, and eventually established the Americas. Okay, you still with me? The southern kingdom was called Judah, which consists of two tribes, Judah and Benjamin. The capital of the southern two tribe kingdoms is Jerusalem. Judah was first invaded in 603 BC. After several destructions on May the 14th, 1948, Israel once again becomes a nation and fulfillment of biblical prophecy. Many scholars feel that this is the start of the prophesied generation of the fig tree, the final generation. And as Jesus stated in Luke 21:32, verily I say to you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. To this very day, the temple lays in ruin. There is unrest developing between three major world religions over the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Christianity, who sees it as the place their Messiah Jesus Christ will return at the second advent; Judaism, who sees it as their holy city from of old and where Abraham offered Isaac to the Lord and where their prophesied Messiah shall come. They deny that Jesus Christ was the Messiah. And Islam, who sees it as the place that their prophet Muhammad was drawn up to heaven. During the captivity, a portion of the tribe of Judah intermixed with the Babylonians. They became what we call Jews in our current day time. Not all of the descendants of the tribe of Judah are Jews. In Christ's time, the ruling religious body of Jerusalem was the Jewish sect called Pharisees. It was the Sabaeans led by the high priest that forced Pontius Pilate's hand into crucifying Jesus Christ. In John 19:15, it reads, "But they cried out, 'Away with him, away with him, crucify him.' Pilate saith unto them, 'Shall I crucify your king?' The chief priests answered, 'We have no king but Caesar.'" Modern day Jewry is not of Jacob, nor are they true Semitic people. They are in part the offspring of Esau, who seeks to steal Israel's birthright. Satan does his best work by corrupting the religions of the world. Do not think that Judaism is the only religion that Satan has corrupted, for Satan has corrupted all major world religions, as it was prophesied in the Bible that he would. For as Jesus said, "But take ye heed, behold, I have foretold you all things." And you can read that in Mark 13:23. Hold on.
Dismissing myths and strongholds that have crept into the church and our daily lives.
Now, moving ahead to Jesus Christ's time. Mother Mary's father is a descendant of the tribe of Judah, and her mother is a descendant of the tribe of Levi, not Jewish. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, born of virgin, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And you can find that in Isaiah 7:14. Emmanuel in the Hebrew language means God with us. The first great promise and prophecy in the Bible to be fulfilled is in Revelations 20:10, where Satan is destroyed, cast into the lake of fire, his head crushed, Genesis 3:14-15. "And the Lord God said unto the serpent, 'Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life.'" 15. "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." In the second earth age, we will see the second advent of Christ. Christ will reign 1,000 years. You can find this in Revelation 24, the millennium. After 1,000 years pass, we have Judgment Day. Then the third earth age will begin. Heaven for the overcomers, hell, the lake of fire, eternal perdition for those whom do not overcome. I'm going to read from Revelation 21:1-8. 1, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. 2, "And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband." 3, And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. 5. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. 6. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that has a thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. 8. But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and the murderers, and the whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death, death of the soul. And this is the end of written prophecy. Okay, a warning and a promise from Jesus Christ in Revelation 2, 16 through 17, 16. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saith he that receiveth. John 14, 6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And in Revelation 22, 18 through 21, 18, For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. 19. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. 20. He which testify these things shall surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. 21. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And then just a little commentary to this study. Yes, we were in spiritual bodies before we became clothed in the flesh. I know it is hard to believe, but it is true. If it had not been for the first earth age, we wouldn't be here in the second. So many people are asking themselves, who am I and why am I here? Well, this is your answer. You are here because of what happened in the first earth age. You are here to decide whose side you are on, Jehovah God's or Satan's, whom God created. While in our spiritual bodies, Satan and his minions tried to dethrone our Father, and our Father threw him out of the heavenly realms to this earth, which he, Father God, destroyed. But if not for God and the love of his children, he made a way for us to return to our spiritual bodies to live eternally forever. Now, know this. This is only for believers, not for doubters, not for the lukewarm. This is only for his children, for the informing and uplifting of believers. as it reads in Peter 3, 5 through 6, 5, "For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water," 6, "whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished," King James Version, "and this is not speaking of the flood of Noah." He lives.